What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yep. Oh, whoa! Shooting serious munitions at us. Whoa!
The more Donald Trump speaks like this, the more angry the American people will be. Trump was just asked what his message is for Renee Nicole Good's father, and he gave an incredibly callous, disgusting answer. Trump continues to embolden ICE, and then ICE continues to escalate the situation, not only nationwide, but mainly in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where over 3,000 plus federal agents have been surged into the epicenter in Operation Metro Surge. That is what they are calling it. Donald Trump is callously approaching the situation in an intentional manner so he can continue to escalate despite Jonathan Ross seeing no sort of investigation into him yet. There was a billboard truck driving around Minneapolis that said arrest in charge Jonathan Ross. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, Maple Grove high school students walked out as 10,000 plus people gathered. People are angry, and I really don't think they would be this angry if the administration was just transparent off of the bat. But this administration is enacting the largest cover-up, perhaps since the Trump Epstein cover-up that we saw like 3 weeks ago by the DOJ. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. We're going to break all of this down. We're going to bring in Micah later to break down the legal aspect of it all. And let's just start here. Mehdi Hassan points out, if you support what is happening in this clip below to this disabled woman trying to get to the doctor's office, you're an anti-American sociopath who doesn't believe in freedom or the Constitution. If you're the ICE agent seen in this clip, I wonder how you sleep at night. At 34 and Park in Minneapolis, a woman saying she was trying to get to her doctor's appointment had her seatbelt cut off. She was ripped out of her car, and it's a brutal scene. I'm not going to play the entire clip because it's honestly heart-wrenching, and I played it earlier in a video, but you see a woman trying to get through. There's a lot of whistling and noises. It's honestly not pleasant to the ears. But as she begins to move, after they tell her to move, they pull her out of her car. They arrest her on the scene, and it's a struggle. She's screaming. She begins crying and explaining she's disabled and heading to a doctor's appointment. How about this? Breaking news from Status Quo. ICE agents launched flashbang protest grenades at protesters in front of a federal building in Minneapolis. A nearby protester then got tearful and said, this is not the America I served for 20 years in the U.S. Navy. Take a look.
Whoa! Shooting serious munitions at us. Whoa! Yep, I'm right behind you. That really just came out of the blue. No one was really doing anything here. Just think.
Fuck you, pussy! Suck my dick!
There is some serious tear gas.
Status Quo has been doing a great job on the ground. They've reported tear gas. They've reported flashbang grenades being launched at peaceful protesters. Check out this interview.
Scared. It's frightening. It's terrorizing. We were just standing here. I'm just standing here talking. I mean, we were just standing here peacefully protesting.
Yeah. Nothing, I mean, no one was going near, you know, crossing the street.
No,
like yeah.
We were standing on the sidewalk. Everybody was. Everybody.
Get the fuck back! Okay.
If you, are you a veteran, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Flashbangs really
yeah,
hurt.
Yeah, my ears are still ringing.
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. That they were doing to do that. Yeah. For no reason.
This is in America.
It is in America, I know. This is not America I served for 20 years.
Honestly, just gut-wrenching. Trump is having veterans crying on the street getting tear-gassed. Retired veterans are saying this is not the America I served for 20 years. A 21-year-old in Santa Ana was then permanently blinded in one eye after a DHS agent fired a less lethal round at close range. He underwent 6 hours of surgery to remove plastic, glass, and metal embedded in his face. I'm going to play a bit of this clip, but it's ICE agents just pulling people to the ground and then deploying what they call less than lethal, But oh my lord, the blood is honestly too much for YouTube to handle. So while ICE is terrorizing Minneapolis and cities across the country, Donald Trump is interviewed by CBS. He's then asked what his message is for Renee Nicole Good's father, a large, large supporter of his. And his message is to double down on the disrespect in an incredibly evil way. Take a listen to this clip right here.
We've got an important question about the situation in Minnesota, the death of Renee Nicole Good. I've been speaking to her father, who is a big supporter of yours, like many Americans are, but he's heartbroken right now.
I can understand that.
He's heartbroken because his daughter is dead, that's obvious. He's also heartbroken because your administration so quickly has come out and said she's a domestic terrorist. What do you want to say to her father right now?
Well, I want to say to the father that I love all of our people. They can be on the other side. As you say, he might be on my side.
He is on your side.
And I think that's great. And I do. I think it's great. And I would bet you that she, under normal circumstances, was a very solid, wonderful person. But, you know, her actions were pretty tough. I mean, I've seen it many ways and many different shapes and forms. But the bottom line is, look, we have hundreds of thousands of murderers in our countries, killers. ICE is trying to get them out. They were let in through an open border policy of sleepy Joe Biden.
First of all, when Trump claims that he loves everyone on the other side, that is not what he claimed at Charlie Kirk's memorial. Erica Kirk said that Charlie loved everyone. Then Trump comes on stage and reiterates that no, Trump hates his enemies. Donald Trump hates his enemies. Secondly, the idea that Renee Nicole Good was out of control or out of whack is obviously easily disprovable. And the fact that he's replying to a question about Renee's dad, sending a message to him about his daughter, this is just despicable.
ICE is working very hard to get him out. Their job is being made very, very difficult. And, you know, when you look at that tape, it can be viewed two ways, I guess. But when you look at the way that car was pulled away, there are a couple of versions of that tape that are very, very bad.
All right, beyond the disrespect from Donald Trump, let's bring in Micah Irfan to slice through the MAGA BS. Micah, they're still claiming that Renee Nicole Good is a, quote, domestic terrorist who is trying to steer into the ICE agent. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's ridiculous. I mean, let's take a legal angle on this. In order for a self-defense claim to work for the ICE agent, they must argue that it was reasonable for the ICE agent to believe that she was going to use lethal force against him, that the car was going to hit him and it was going to be lethal, or it was going to be a serious, really serious injury that the ICE agent was going to face. No reasonable person in that ICE agent's position could think that. That ICE agent literally saw her turning her wheel. That ICE agent saw her backing up. Even if she was driving straight into the ICE agent, she was point blank range driving at like 10 miles per hour. There's simply no way that would come with a grave injury, specifically with the ICE agent located where he was. He was just to the side of the front of the vehicle. And then by the time there was any sort of potential contact, he was on the side of the vehicle. There was multiple bullets shot. One was through just the very side of the front windshield and the others through the side window. So there's simply no argument that the ICE agent was acting in self-defense. And also, Adam, I want to take down this idea that Vance pushed that ICE agents have immunity. J.D. Vance is supposed to be a lawyer that went to Yale, and I can't really tell whether he either didn't pay attention in his classes or he's intentionally lying, because this notion that ICE officers have absolute immunity would mean basically that ICE officers can do whatever they want and never be dragged into court. That's not true. There's a Supreme Court case called Drury where they established very clearly that law enforcement officers do not have absolute immunity. They can be dragged into court if there is a reasonable question. There's a reasonable question about whether the facts would make what they did a crime. The reality is there's a two-step analysis that's applied to ICE agents. First, we determine whether they were acting within their duties as an ICE officer. And then we look, two, to see if what they did was actually reasonable given the circumstances. I think that if you apply that analysis in this case, you see that this ICE agent would be successfully prosecuted for murder. And I believe that's what he committed.
Yeah, I mean, as we say, every time I want to run somebody over, the first thing I do is reverse my car, stop, spin my wheel, and then try to drive in the opposite direction. It's very, very clear. But MAGA is going to continue to spin and interpret this. I mean, hours after it happened, like we just had video footage. Donald Trump says that this officer is lucky to be alive and he's in the hospital. Do you think that if the administration hadn't lied about this and had allowed a proper and fair investigation, people wouldn't be so inflamed? Because I feel like it's cyclical. The Trump administration covers it more up. covers it up more, and people are like, what the hell? And they protest more.
Yeah, I mean, they're upset that people are protesting ICE, but the reality is this is the monster that they created, okay? They pushed an ICE policy of basically employing a bunch of untrained people, giving them guns, putting them on the streets. And we have quotes from ICE agents on the backside from journalists where they said, we just want to put as many people with guns on the street as possible. And that's been their policy, putting untrained people with weapons on our streets. Of course, it's making it more dangerous for us. Then when those untrained people brutalize folks, many of them come from, you know, very aggressive backgrounds, they're totally unvetted. When they brutalize folks, instead of actually taking a second to pretend like they care about Americans, instead of taking a moment to investigate and try to appear impartial, what they end up doing is they instantly make up a lie to defend the murder. And that's what they did in the case of Renee Good. They put out this statement instantly from Kristi Noem that the ICE officers were stuck in the snow and she ran them. Like, that's not what happened in the video at all. So of course people are going to be on the streets because we have an administration that not only is okay with brutality, but actively supports it.
Yep. And we've seen video after video after video. Imagine if we didn't have these iPhones out for transparency all of the time. We would just have to go with the narrative that DHS and Trump goes with. But we know that ICE is cracking the ribs of 79-year-olds, throwing U.S. citizens to the ground, tackling people for simply recording them, which is their constitutional rights. And over the past, you know, few decades since ICE was incepted, since its inception, there have been over 2,000 cases of alleged sexual assault coming from ICE. So under J.D. Vance's theory, that absolute immunity means they couldn't be investigated, they couldn't be prosecuted, that ICE can do whatever the hell that they want. That's not American. That is fundamentally un-American. And that is why you see patriots like the woman I showed you earlier on in the video on the streets protesting, having their First Amendment right heard. Thank you, Micah. If you want more Micah Mocklers, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Thanks.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.